McCain unveils his tax cut plan.
We can afford a tax cut, and American taxpayers deserve one.
Federal protection for 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon.
We act to protect history and heritage.
Tony Perez and Carlton Fisk elected to baseball's Hall of Fame.
My wife and myself, we all had tears in our eyes.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Like George W. Bush, John McCain promises a big tax cut if he's elected president, but McCain differs with Bush on how to go about it. While the Bush plan relies totally on future surpluses, McCain says he'd eliminate $150 billion in corporate tax loopholes.
It is far, far easier to promise huge tax cuts based on the hope of never-ending surpluses than it is to end the special interest spending spree that raids our federal budget year after year.
McCain wants to put families earning up to $70,000 in the lowest 15% tax bracket. He'd eliminate the so-called marriage penalty and ban sales taxes on the Internet. The McCain plan would set aside $700 billion for Social Security, but he also wants to let people invest 20% of their retirement savings privately in higher-yielding accounts. Now this.
Mother Nature, I hear you can read books online at MotherNature.com.
Cover to cover. Best-selling health books from the people who bring you Prevention magazine. Ooh. And you can buy them, too.
Now, let's say you read that lavender can help with sleeplessness.
You order lavender. Shop as you read.
Wow, that's a lot more private than reading a book in the aisle of a health food store.
Are you one of those people?
No, not me.
At MotherNature.com, you'll find natural products and healthy advice. So log on.
Order now and save 50% on your first purchase. Restrictions apply. See MotherNature.com website for details.
I'm a research scientist, so when I got arthritis, I did some research. What did I find? I found Capsaicin P. It's a topical pain reliever with the ingredient that doctors recommend most. And the data shows that the ingredient in Capsaicin P attacks arthritis pain fast. And the longer you use it, the greater the relief. In fact, with everyday use, you can reach a maximum level of relief in just 2 weeks. The research raised my interest. Capsaicin P raised my level of relief.
Also available in extra strength Capsaicin HP. Use only as directed.
Reverend Jesse Jackson is organizing a new round of protest rallies in Decatur, Illinois. Today, a federal judge upheld the expulsions of 6 black high school students for brawling at a football game, rejecting arguments by Jackson and his supporters that the students' constitutional rights were violated.
This school board will not afford them one-by-one due process. It's group punishment. And group punishment is, in fact, unconstitutional.
School board president Jacqueline Getter welcomes the judge's ruling and claims it vindicates the board's action.
The severity of the actions of these students warranted the punishment that they were given.
Jesse Jackson says he'll appeal. President Clinton watched the sunrise over the Grand Canyon this morning. He took a helicopter tour and hiked the Tuweep Valley. Then, at a ceremony, he extended federal protection to the surrounding landscape. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Despite deeply felt objections from local officials, the president used his authority under a nearly century-old law to designate certain federal lands as national monuments protected from commercial development. And Mr. Clinton tried to answer those who say he's trying to enhance his legacy.
10 or 20,000 years from now, if the good Lord lets us all survive as a human race, no one will remember who set aside this land on this day.
The monument designations cover 1 million acres adjacent to the Grand Canyon and also hundreds of miles of California coastline. Mark Miller, CBS News, with a president at the Grand Canyon.
A new wrinkle now in the Elian Gonzalez case. It's come out that a man who's been a spokesman for the boy's relatives in Miami once worked as a political consultant for Judge Rose Rodriguez, who issued an order yesterday that keeps Elian in the United States at least until March 6th. Rodriguez says she was not required to remove herself from the case. The Immigration and Naturalization Service will honor the judge's order, saying it has no plans to forcibly return the boy to Cuba. Chile's former dictator, Augusto Pinochet, may never be extradited to Spain, where he faces human rights charges. He's been detained in England for 15 months, and now the British government says a team of doctors has declared the 84-year-old Pinochet unfit to stand trial. Carlton Fisk and Tony Perez will be enshrined at Cooperstown. Fisk was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on his second try. He got the news at his home in Lockport, Illinois.
My wife and myself, we all had tears in our eyes. It's been 35 years since I started playing this game and have put my heart and soul and a lot of things on the back burner to even to be considered, so it was quite a proud moment.
Perez was kept in suspense a bit longer. This was his 9th time on the ballot.
It's sweet now. No matter, I mean, how long I have to wait.
They'll both be inducted July 23rd. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
to RCA's 5-disc compact audio system sounds like, you'll need a bowling ball and a dryer. Go ahead, throw it in. Hear that bass? Well, it sounds even better through the superior bass on the Kevlar speakers. RCA's 5-disc player. Hey, does this thing have an equalizer? RCA, changing entertainment again.
Tomorrow night, Comedy Central presents an all-star tribute to Jonathan Winters.
There are three types of people, commonplace mantics. Jonathan, you're batting 2 out of 3.
Join Richard Belzer and others as they celebrate the legendary mischief of Jonathan Winters. He's that naughty little voice inside your head.
Did you ever undress in front of a dog? They really stare.
Comedy Central presents the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize, celebrating the humor of Jonathan Winters. Tomorrow night at 10:30, 9:30 Central after an all-new South Park. Only on Comedy Central.
A skeptical Supreme Court heard arguments today on the case of a former Virginia Tech student who claims two football players raped her and wants to sue them in federal court. Kathy Rogers of the Now Legal Defense Fund is a supporter.
Every woman in America understands exactly what this case is about. Every woman in America knows that we can be the target of violence simply because of our gender.
But one woman on the high court, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, suggested the matter would be handled best at the state level. She said a federal lawsuit in this case would justify a federal remedy for alimony or child support. The woman has a separate lawsuit against Virginia Tech. She says the school protected the two men because they were athletes. The Supreme Court has come down for states' rights in a decision today. Voting 5-4, the court says Congress exceeded its authority by allowing federal lawsuits against the states under the 1967 Age Discrimination in Employment Act. The court says that law cannot supersede the 11th Amendment to the Constitution, which grants the states immunity against being sued in the federal courts. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
What would you do if your best friend had a heart attack? Call an ambulance. And?
We were golfing. Suddenly, Bob had these chest pains. He told me to give him Bayer aspirin from his bag. The doctor said it probably saved his life.
It's now been proven the same Bayer aspirin you take for pain may help stop you from dying if you take it during a heart attack as directed by a doctor. Can your pain reliever do that? Talk to your doctor now. Bayer, powerful pain relief and so much more.
Looking for daily business news and information you can trust, plus a lively weekend section? Find it in the Wall Street Journal for only 37 cents a day, half off the regular rate. And with Weekend Journal, the Extra Friday section, you'll discover great wines, exotic travel destinations, book and movie reviews, and more. Now get 8 weeks of the journal delivered, including Weekend Journal, for just 37 cents a day when you order with your credit card. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300 for the Wall Street Journal.
Some losses on Wall Street today. The Nasdaq slipped back below 4,000. It had a 128-point loss, and the Dow finished 61 points lower at 11,511. 19-year-old Jeremy Soder wanted to learn Spanish for a trip to Costa Rica, so he borrowed about $80 worth of books from the public library in Clearwater, Florida. Soder admits he let things slide, and the two times he did try to return the books, the library was closed and there was no drop box. So when police stopped him for a traffic violation and ran a computer check, they found a warrant for overdue library books. Soder was arrested and spent a night in jail. Next time, he says, he'll just go to a bookstore. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.